Webster City on this Tuesday morning. John, good morning to you, sir. I don't know if you can hear me or not. John, you there? Hello, John. Oh, there we go. There we go. John Herrenstein, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad today. Thanks for joining us a little tad late this morning, but oh well, we're right on time anyway, talking about issues affecting here in Webster City for the next few minutes. I think the big thing last night, John, was about what's going to happen to downtown Webster City. I know that City Council Member John Marvel, along with some business people here in Webster City, trying to figure out what to do in downtown Webster City with, the I think, four locations downtown.
Yeah, well, as we've talked over, you know, last several months, Pat, I think one of the priorities for business owners and community members for the downtown has been getting the barricades removed from the buildings. We currently have three of them. And so as part of the Hamilton County Growth Partnership strategic plan and then the Envision Webster City document, downtown was named as something that needed attention, which I think everybody can agree with. John Marvel, or Councilman Marvel, began a group and was joined by several different business owners down there and assisted by Ariel Bertrand from the city and then Adi Maxey from the Hamilton County Growth Partnership. And they came to us with the recommendation on getting those barricades removed. So the first is with Lotus. Mm-hmm. And the second's Coulter's, and then the third's with the McNeil building. So with Lotus, the city's going to likely take deed to that building. We will make the repairs to the wall and the roof, and then hopefully market that to a developer to finish up the upstairs units into a couple of usable apartments. The next one is Coulter's, or Old Coulter's. And that will likely be demolished, I think. The engineering report came back and just said it's far too gone, and the amount of investment to preserve it would be really beyond the value of the building. Mm-hmm. And then with Mr. McNeil, with the facade improvements he needs, we're talking about doing a forgivable loan on that. So the facade can be renovated and structurally safe, and then the sidewalk can be opened. So those are probably the three big ones. How are we going to fund that? That's all through the Riverview TIF. And so I think that's $600,000 to $800,000 in expenditures, and it'll be repaid over 2 to 3 years from the proceeds of that that TIF district. So
you mentioned I was at the meeting last night, actually, John, but what brings a tear to my eye is that you mentioned Coulter's is coming down. That was a icon of a store in Webster City. What were that roof and, of course, yeah, painting, interior designs, and much more. So we don't have a date set for that, do we?
There is no date set for it yet, and that will come before the council, you know, to consider approving the quotes that we receive for that. Yeah, man, long-time store. I think it originally perhaps a harness shop. Mm-hmm. Had a movie theater in there at one time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, would I think Coulter's was probably the most recent memory. A lot of fun memories from people around the community with that that store as well. So, yeah, it is a piece of Webster City history.
Yep. But the main thing is, John, that those barricades in downtown Webster City, they'll be coming down soon because people have been, I'm sure you've heard that many times, and some other council members about when are those barricades coming down, Webster City? Well, it'll be coming down soon.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's not a good look.
No,
I mean,
true.
It's not getting us to where we want to go. You know, the city's comprehensive plan and other assessments that have been done indicate that we need to be active here. And really, before we expanded the Riverview TIF and started getting additional activity in there, there really wasn't a funding source to address these issues. There is now, and so thankfully we can at least make some meaningful moves there. You know, we're also going to be seeking state grants for some of these. We've been successful with that. So I think at least 100 or 200,000 may be able to be procured from the state of Iowa through grants for this work as well.
By golly, we've put a lot of good use to the estate grants as of late. What with the Elks building downtown.
Yeah.
Also, this new plant coming to Webster City, the former location there on North Des Moines Street in Webster City. The facility there on the
Edible Gardens. Yeah. I'm glad to hear you say that, Pat, because that is something we may not talk enough about from time to time. But the state of, about a year ago, we talked to the state about how, we could begin a more productive relationship in terms of accessing resources that they have with their programs. And, one of the things they said is, we'd love to partner with you. We've been waiting to partner with you. We just need to see some investment at the local level. And that was some of the reason that we decided to expand the Riverview TIF as well. That TIF district's not limited to downtown. It can be used for other purposes as well. But right now, that seems to be the priority for not only the council, but the businesses in that area, and I certainly members of the community.
Speaking of which there, John, last night, there was a discussion about what to do on the east side of Webster City, but with Marianne Specialty Foods and Webster City Custom Eats, a couple of other local icons.
Yeah, so there was an old TIF district that was established in 2016 that encompassed Marianne's, Tassler's, and Custom Meats. That has expired, really hasn't been certified for a few years. So in an effort to clean up our sort of economic development areas, we're going to add them into the Riverview TIF plan as well.
And that'll be discussed on Monday, June the 1st, I believe, there.
Correct.
Public hearing on that. Mm-hmm. So that'll be addressed by the city council during the that date coming up next month. Now, there was also the date of May 18th, I believe, John, that there'll be two other public hearings.
Yes, and we are considering the sale of property. There's one lot on Apple Street. It's a vacant lot. The neighboring owner approached the city and is going to purchase that. And then you may remember, Pat, there was a lot we bought last year up by the railroad tracks by 3rd Street over by Quick Trip.
Oh, yes.
And Awesome Mowing is proposing to construct a new facility there.
Yeah, nice to see a very good friend
of that property.
Nice to see a good friend of ours, Logan Welch, who served on the city council, made a comeback last night talking more about this project they're involved in.
Logan and John, two small business owners working together, providing good service to the community and looking to find a permanent home for Awesome. I know they shared last night at the meeting that, they've been spread out with different locations on their equipment. So it looked like the council was favorable to that request, and we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming meetings.
But the city council last night, they did accept the mowing request and snow removal, perish the thought, snow removal, coming up this year with the Awesome Mowing firm.
Yes, and that Awesome had that contract for the previous 3 years and then submitted the winning bid for the next 3 years as well.
And again, we're talking with John Herenstein, our city manager, about what was all covered last night at the city council meeting, 23 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. John, there was also last night, there was a second reading of the ordinance on parking in downtown Webster City. No parking, I believe.
Yeah, something to do. There was 4-hour parking or 2-hour parking down there, and they eliminated some of those restrictions on a couple of the side streets. That was a recommendation from the Traffic and Safety Committee. Good news, eased parking restrictions in the downtown area. I didn't know that it was a crisis, but must have needed to have been looked into.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And we've got some things coming up in Webster City in the next few weeks. For example, we have Memorial Day. You did grant a street closure for those streets on Memorial Day Parade coming up on the 25th of this month in Webster City.
Always a great event and time to celebrate. I think our community does a really good job celebrating Memorial Day. And, we're happy to partner with those. I know the mayor issued a proclamation with the Poppy Day.
Yes.
And those poppies are going to be sold at area businesses. I believe it was Baumgar's Fairway and was it Hy-Vee?
I believe so.
Yeah. So that was good as we're coming into the summer. Want to remind folks, please continue to consider you know, whether business or individual sponsorships. We've got banners for sale at the pool down at Nokomis Park. There's always an opportunity to partner with our recreation program at Fuller Hall. And looking forward to that opening up, I believe, at the end of May, around May. Will it be May 29th? Is that the day, Pat? Do you know?
I think the school will continue until the 31st, I believe.
Okay, maybe it'll be a little later.
Early June, I'm presuming, anyway. That's my guess, estimate on that. We have some other good things coming. We have the Grower Ag Academy, official opening for that is coming up on May 21st, I understand.
Yes. That.
And then we have the ribbon cutting for the new development location there in the southeast end of Webster City. And the director of the Iowa Economic Development Office is coming to Webster City, I believe, on the 25th of June.
Yeah, that's exciting to have Debbie come up and help us celebrate finally certifying that site south of the highway. I'm sure she's always eager to give good remarks, and, you know, that just gives another boost to our profile and our marketing of that property to potential businesses. So look forward to anybody who can attend to come out to that ribbon cutting and celebrate with us.
I believe that's at 12 noon there, John, or for that event?
We're going to call it that. I don't know.
Okay.
But
all right.
I usually just go when they tell me.
Oh, sure.
But yes, but hopefully that's correct.
I know one of the big stories we've heard, John, in the last day or so, that has to do with the lawn situation.
Oh, well, let's hear
water,
about it.
With water, down in the Des Moines area, they're trying to wrap. Maybe, hopefully we'll have a wet rest of spring and summer, but it could be a time we might not have to take care of our lawns.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation. You know, thankfully, and, you know, something that Webster City residents can be really happy about is, you know, we're pulling our water straight from the aquifer. So we typically don't run into those rationing issues that they're experiencing in the metro. You know, they're pulling out of the river there, you know, they have all types of issues during that they're more susceptible to with the droughts and the weather and the nitrates and things like that. So thankfully we don't have to worry about that. I don't anticipate anything like that being implemented in Webster City this summer, but it's good to be aware of those things.
I just wanted to talk about that because I've heard now in the news in Des Moines, I mean, that's the story right now, how this summer is going to be for those who use their sprinklers and other systems to take care of the grass around their homes.
Right. Yeah, it'll be an interesting summer for them to try to figure that out.
For sure. Understand we're having a big 4th of July celebration in Webster City, actually the 2nd of July, and that'll be a part of the market night in Webster City.
Are we really? I haven't heard anything about this. What is it?
I just saw it on the Facebook for Webster City Chamber of Commerce, a big event to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And appears that Webster City is going to get into the act for this event on July 2nd as part of the market night.
Well, terrific. I'm glad we're celebrating that.
I just saw that just this morning, as a matter of fact.
And what are they going to do? Do you know?
Well, they'll do some celebrating. I don't have the information in front of me, John. I just saw that this morning on there. So it'll be a big event. We'll hear more from the Chamber folk, I'm sure, on this big event coming up on July 2nd for our 250th birthday.
Yeah,
in this country of ours.
Well, it's appropriate to celebrate that.
Yep.
You know, when we consider all the other places in the world we could be.
Oh, my goodness,
how fortunate we are to be in the United States.
For sure, for sure. Anything else for the good of the cause there this morning, Mr. Herrenstein?
Well, no, but thank you again, Pat, for having us on.
Sure.
And, you know, look forward to seeing you next time.
Around 8:30, that would be on, let's see, that would be the 19th, May the 19th, May 19th at 8:30.
Thank you much.
You bet, John. You have a great day. You take care now.
You bet.
Too. Bye-bye. John Herrenstein, our city manager on KQWC's Community Corner Show. A little bit late today, but hey, we got it done. 53 degrees, Quinn Douglas coming up in just a tad with our trading post, so don't you dare go away.